This is Tater Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and we're hoping to speak to Doug Penner of the Auto Workers Against Wynn. And boy, it was great to see them. And I love this thing that Facebook, it happened yesterday. You can go to Facebook, Auto Workers Against Wynn, and there they are. And you can hear the speeches yourself, and it's just wonderful. I think we're joined by Doug Penner. Are you there, Doug?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thank you very much, Doug, for joining us. Auto Workers Against Wynn. You had an impressive demonstration at Queen's Park yesterday. I was just congratulating. You have a Facebook page, so people can go to Auto Workers Against Wynn, and I can hear people talk, speeches given there by Jennifer French of the NDP. That's impressive. I congratulate you on all that. Tell us why. Why did you have to form Auto Workers Against Wynn? Why did you have to have this demonstration?
Well, it really was a grassroots response to no one really doing anything, no one else doing anything for us on our behalf. Mm-hmm. And was started by actually two people, Will Murray and Kat Dix from Toyota. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of met because I was on the same wavelength as them. I was very angry that this had happened, and it seemed like it was all behind closed doors, and there was no debate about it in the legislature, and it just happened, and now it's affecting my life on a day-to-day basis.
So. Yeah, they took away, they excluded, they provided 10 days personal leave for workers, but specifically said not auto workers.
That's correct.
And we have 124,000 auto workers in Ontario.
Yes.
That's not nice.
No, it's not nice at all. I gave a little talk at the rally yesterday, too, and the emphasis for me personally is that I'm getting older and 55 years old, and those leave days are very important, not only for young families that have emergencies and doctor's appointments and family members that get hurt and have to attend to different things, but people of my age, too. The pace in the auto industry is getting faster and faster, and, you know, the body breaks down and just can't keep up, and things happen. If you hurt yourself and you're out for, like, a 10-day period, you've used all those days up in one shot, and if you do that in February, you have the rest of the year you're supposed to be perfect and not get sick or not have any emergencies come up, and if you do and you go over those 7 days, then you're subjected to discipline from the company.
Yeah, and I think you certainly struck a nerve. I've been reading the articles about this since I learned it. And by the way, demonstrations work because I started really registering after I heard you had the demonstration.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, you were able to get, I think, three members of the NDP came to talk.
There was four altogether, including Jennifer French, who's been just fantastic for us. Her, along with Lisa Gretzky, MPP from Windsor, they've kind of been tag-teaming for us and in the legislature, asking the hard questions of Minister Duguid and Minister Flynn, the Minister of Labor and Minister.
Is that really pronounced Duguid?
Yeah, well, not too good.
Somebody had a sense of irony.
Yeah, and Mr. Flynn's nickname for me is Kevin, I'm with Wynn Flynn.
By the way, I've got to congratulate you all on humor. Somebody in your group had a sign that read, I've seen smarter cabinets at IKEA.
Yes, that was fantastic. Yeah.
He should get a prize for that.
He should have got a prize for that, yeah.
And the other, of course, the main point is we are not second-class citizens. How do you write auto workers out of protection for Ontario workers? It's just, I don't see how anybody can rationalize that. They say it has to do with competitiveness. What is that about?
Yeah, you got me, because these companies are always boasting every year after year, of the profit margins that they're coming up with, like $2-4 billion a year, and that's great. Like, no one wants to deprive them of...
Wouldn't want them to go broke, yeah.
...making a living, you know, and again, doing well so that we can keep going and investing and, you know, and keep the economy going. But now, why would you want to make it harder for your workforce to do their job? Mm-hmm. And There's been, since I've been there at Toyota, there's never been one day where production did not continue because of the lack of people there. There's always enough people to keep going. And so I don't understand why taking three unpaid, mind you, unpaid days away from the auto workers is going to make us more competitive.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
Well, and that raises another issue, which is tender in the labor movement, which is that I read that the Unifor, which represents organized auto workers, some portion of them, and they said they were concerned and they were seeking private conversations, but they were at some of the meetings where this decision was made, right?
Yes.
And I saw there was also somebody from Local 222 Oshawa, who is very much in solidarity with you, and they had a sign that said, "Where is Jerry Dias? Where is Jerry Dias? Why wasn't he at your rally yesterday?"
Well, in fairness to Mr. Dias, he was at a rally that came up in Windsor for the casino workers that are on strike. So he was down there lending support.
But he couldn't have sent a representative? Why wouldn't you? Unifor says they're concerned. Why?
Yes. That's the seems to be another part of this mystery puzzle here that involves a number of players, including the president of Unifor and the Liberal Party, who are very close, and the conglomerates of the auto industry, and then the two ministers that I've mentioned too. Like, it seems like some kind of a backroom deal has been made, and now that it's affected the common person and we're pushing back instead of just swallowing it like, you know, they probably expected us to. Now it's put some of them in embarrassing situations, and here's something that they've almost organized amongst themselves and, and to the detriment of their own members.
Yeah, I think your demonstration turned a light on what had been a kind of a dark meeting. And people were seen to be together. People had not realized they were.
That's right.
Now, there were other parties. So the only party really that showed up at your rally was the NDP.
Yes, and that's not to say that everyone else was not invited, because they were. Everyone got an invitation, and more than numerous, more than once were they invited to come. And at near close to the time of the rally, we thought we might get someone from the Conservative Party, but they opted not to come. And the NDP has been the only ones to not only attend the rally, but to reach out and to help us with it. And as I say, people in Oshawa have somebody very good, and Jennifer French. She has been fantastic for us, a good speaker, and she comes from grassroots herself.
And by the way, again, that was her talk yesterday. I found very, very helpful, and I'm so pleased that you guys put this Auto Workers Against Wind posted it on Facebook so that every person can see that. In the old days, you have to pray that the Toronto Star or Sun might put a paragraph in the paper, but everybody in Ontario can have a look at this.
Everybody in Ontario can look at it. Yeah, it's just it's hard to get the word out about our state.
She's bringing a bill for 55. I think she calls it to protect everybody. Is that right?
That's right. I believe it's called the Fairness to Auto Workers Act that she introduced this past Thursday, I believe it was, in the legislature. So that is to make sure that the Employment Standards Act can never be, lowered in its protections and rights of people. It can only be improved upon. Because the basic level there should be equal to all Ontario workers, and people should not be one put over the other or one put under the other, as in this case.
Well, again, another one of your signs that said equality, that's a human right.
I don't understand how a government who claims to be in touch with the people can so outrightly just go and discriminate against one group of workers.
You wonder who they were trying to impress. Was it bankers? Was it the auto companies? Or who were they trying to impress?
Well,
they certainly weren't impressing the ordinary worker in Ontario.
No. there's got to be something going on that we can't see, because they've been very quiet about it. Every time that they're asked about it in the legislature, we get the same answer, and that's the whole competitiveness card, and that it's a pilot project. Well, the pilot project has been is in its second year now, and there's no end date given. And
seems to be an autopilot project.
Yes.
It just
that's right.
Keeps going.
Yep.
Well, Doug Penner, it's great to talk to you. We're going to follow this very closely. I actually raised my spirits. I actually think you're going to win this. I may be dreaming, but I'm very impressed. So thank you very, very much.
Well, I think so, too. And I'm very pleased that you had us on today and helped to get the word out on our situation.
Yeah.
Because if it can happen to us, it can happen to somebody else next, right?
You bet. That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, thank you very, very much, Doug.
Okay. Thank you, and have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the Taylor Report. And that was Doug Penner, and the group is Auto Workers Against Wynn.